This is the podcast for the critical writing page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. In academic writing, you will develop an argument or point of view. This will be supported by concrete evidence, in other words, reasons, examples, and information from sources. The writing you produce in this way will need to be critical writing. This podcast looks at critical writing in detail. First, by giving a definition of critical writing and considering how to write critically, then by contrasting critical writing with descriptive writing, with some examples. There is also a discussion of how critical writing relates to Bloom's taxonomy of thinking skills, and on the website there's a checklist to help you check critical writing in your own work. So first of all, let's consider what critical writing is. Critical writing is writing which analyzes and evaluates information, usually from multiple sources, in order to develop an argument. A mistake many beginning writers make is to assume that everything they read is true and that they should agree with it, since it has been published in an academic text or journal. Being part of the academic community, however, means that you should be critical of, in other words, question what you read, looking for reasons why it should be accepted or rejected. For example, by comparing it with what other writers say about the topic, or evaluating the research methods to see if they are adequate or whether they could be improved. So next, let's take a look at how to write critically. In order to write critically, you will use a range of sources to develop your argument. You cannot rely solely on your own ideas. You need to understand what others have written about the same topic. Additionally, it's not enough to use just a single source to support your argument, for example, a source which agrees with your own view, since this could lead to a biased argument. You need to consider all sides of the issue. Further, in developing your argument, you need to analyse and evaluate the information from other sources. You can't just string quotes together, A says this, B says that, C says something else, without looking more deeply at the information and building on it to support your own argument. This means you need to break down the information from other sources to determine how the parts relate to one another or to an overall structure or purpose, which is analysing, and then make judgments about it, identifying its strengths and weaknesses, and possibly grey areas in between which are neither strengths nor weaknesses, which is evaluating. Critical reading skills will help you with this as you consider whether the source is reliable, relevant, up-to-date and accurate. For example, you might examine the research methods used in an experiment, analysing, in order to assess why they were chosen or to determine whether they were appropriate, evaluating. Or you might deconstruct, in other words, break down a writer's line of reasoning, analysing, to see if it is valid or whether there are any gaps, evaluating. As a result of analysis and evaluation, you will be able to give reasons why the conclusions of different writers should be accepted or treated with caution. This will help you to build a clear line of reasoning which will lead up to your own conclusions, and you'll be writing critically. Now let's consider what descriptive writing is. Critical writing is often contrasted with descriptive writing. Descriptive writing simply describes what something is like. Although you need a critical voice, description is still necessary in your writing. For example, to give the background of your research, state the theory, explain the methods of your experiment, give the biography of an important person, provide facts and figures about a particular issue, or outline the history of an event. You should, however, keep the amount of description to a minimum. Most assignments will have a strict word limit, and you should aim to maximise the amount of critical writing while minimising the number of words used for description. If your tutors often write comments such as too descriptive or too much theory or more analysis needed, you know you need to adjust the balance. So let me give you some examples of descriptive versus critical writing. These examples use key verbs from Bloom's taxonomy, which will be considered next. So, descriptive writing reports what happened, while critical writing evaluates the significance of what happened, or hypothesizes why something happened. Descriptive writing outlines what something is like, while critical writing evaluates the strengths and weaknesses of something. Descriptive writing states evidence, while critical writing argues using evidence. Descriptive writing explains what a theory says, while critical writing determines why a theory is relevant. Descriptive writing explains an experimental method, while critical writing justifies the use of a particular method over another one. Descriptive writing quotes, summarizes, or paraphrases information from different writers, while critical writing compares and contrasts the views of different writers, or considers the relevance or validity of information from different writers. Descriptive writing gives examples of different items, while critical writing differentiates between items, possibly using examples. Descriptive writing states the findings of an experiment, while critical writing distinguishes between important and less important findings of an experiment. Finally, descriptive writing lists details or lists information or lists options, while critical writing evaluates the relevant significance of details or organizes information in order of importance or critiques the options in order to select the best one. Finally, let's consider the relationship to Bloom's taxonomy. Bloom's taxonomy was developed in 1956 by Benjamin Bloom, an educational psychologist working at the University of Chicago. It classifies the thinking behaviors that are believed to be important in the processes of learning. It was developed in three domains, with the cognitive domain, in other words the knowledge-based domain, consisting of six levels. The taxonomy was revised in 2001 by Anderson and Craftwell to reflect more recent understanding of educational processes. Their revised taxonomy also consists of six levels, arranged in order from lower order thinking skills to higher order thinking skills, namely remembering, understanding, applying, analyzing, evaluating, and creating. Bloom's revised taxonomy is relevant since analyzing and evaluating, which form the basis of critical writing, are two of the higher order thinking skills in the taxonomy. Descriptive writing, by contrast, is the product of remembering and understanding, the two lowest order thinking skills. The fact that critical writing uses higher order thinking skills is one of the main reasons this kind of writing is expected at university. On the website, there's a table which gives more details about each of the levels, including a description and some key verbs associated with each level. Although the verbs are intended for the design of learning outcomes, they are nonetheless representative of the kind of work involved at each level, and are therefore relevant to academic writing. So the first level is remembering, which means recognizing or recalling knowledge from memory, definitions, facts, lists, previously learned information, and so on. So key verbs for remembering are cite, define, describe, draw, enumerate, find, identify, index, indicate, label, list, match, name, outline, quote, recall, recite, recognize, record, repeat, report, reproduce, retrieve, review, select, show, state, tabulate, tell, trace, and write. The second level, understanding, which is also part of descriptive writing, means constructing meaning from different types of functions, written or graphic, or activities, for example, interpreting, exemplifying, classifying. So key verbs here are characterize, clarify, comprehend, contrast, convert, describe, discuss, distinguish, elaborate, estimate, explain, express, extend, extrapolate, generalize, give an example, infer, interpolate, paraphrase, restate, rewrite, summarize, or translate. The third level is applying, which means carrying out or using a procedure through executing or implementing, for example, using models, presentations, interviews, or simulations. Key verbs for this level are adapt, apply, calculate, change, compute, construct, customize, demonstrate, determine, discover, employ, graph, illustrate, investigate, manipulate, model, modify, operate, perform, personalize, practice, predict, prepare, present, produce, relate, show, simulate, solve, and use. The next level, which is involved in critical writing, is analyzing. And this means breaking materials or concepts into parts, determining how the parts relate to one another or to an overall structure or purpose. Key verbs for analyzing are analyze, associate, attribute, break down, categorize, classify, compare, contrast, criticize, deconstruct, diagram, differentiate, discriminate, distinguish, examine, illustrate, infer, integrate, link, organize, outline, relate, select, separate, and simplify. The fifth level, which is also involved in critical writing, is evaluating, which means making judgments based on criteria and standards through checking and critiquing. Key verbs for evaluating are appraise, argue, assess, check, conclude, consider, convince, criticize, critique, decide, defend, detect, determine, evaluate, experiment, grade, hypothesize, interpret, judge, justify, measure, monitor, rank, rate, recommend, reflect, relate, review, score, standardize, support, test, and validate. The final level of the taxonomy is creating, which means putting the elements together to form a coherent or functional whole, or reorganizing elements into a new pattern or structure. Key verbs here are arrange, assemble, build, combine, compile, compose, constitute, construct, create, derive, design, develop, devise, formulate, generate, hypothesize, integrate, invent, make, manage, organize, plan, prepare, produce, propose, publish, rearrange, reconstruct, reorganize, revise, rewrite, synthesize, and write. So that's critical writing. We've had a definition, seen how to write critically, compared critical to descriptive writing, and understand how it relates to Bloom's revised taxonomy. To see a checklist for critical writing that you can use to check your own writing, please see the website www.eapfoundation.com/writing/critical.